One fine morning, John Ferrier was about to set out to his wheat fields when he heard the click of the latch, and looking through the window saw a stout, sandy-haired, middle-aged man coming up the pathway. His heart leapt to his mouth, for this was none other than the great Brigham Young himself. Full of trepidation, for he knew that such a visit boded him little good, Ferrier ran to the door to greet the Mormon chief. The latter, however, received his salutations coldly, and followed him with a stern face into the sitting-room.
"Brother Ferrier,"
he said, taking a seat and eyeing the farmer keenly from under his light-coloured eyelashes,
"the true believers have been good friends to you. We picked you up when you were starving in the desert. We shared our food with you, led you safe to the Chosen Valley, gave you a goodly share of land, and allowed you to wax rich under our protection. Is not this so?"
"It is so," answered John Ferrier.
"In return for all this, we asked but one condition, that was, that you should embrace the true faith, and conform in every way to its usages. This you promised to do, and this, if common report says truly, you have neglected."
"And how have I neglected it?" asked Ferrier, throwing out his hands in expostulation. "Have I not given to the common fund? Have I not attended to the temple? Have I not—"
"Where are your wives?"
asked Young, looking round him.
"Call them in, that I may greet them."
"It is true that I have not married," Ferrier answered,
"but women were few, and there were many who had better claims than I. I was not a lonely man. I had my daughter to attend to my wants."
"It is of that daughter that I would speak to you," said the leader of the Mormons. "She has grown to be the flower of Utah, and has found favor in the eyes of many who are high in the land."
John Ferrier groaned internally.